This is 5 Minute Friday! The person that I'm bringing on today, his name is Jay Papazan, and he talks about the one thing that you can do that will accomplish more by doing less. Okay. Now, this guy, Jay Papazan, is an interesting guy, and I think you're going to love this interview. He worked as an editor for HarperCollins for a while. Then he co-authored the best-selling series, Millionaire Real Estate, with Gary Keller, who's co-founder of Keller Williams Realty, one of the top real estate agencies in the country. He now runs a top residential real estate team in Austin. Recently co-authored The One Thing, The Surprisingly Simple Truth Behind Extraordinary Results, which is a Wall Street Journal, Amazon, and New York Times best-selling author. And The One Thing is a book for busy people who are just spinning their wheels and not getting anywhere fast.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone if you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life. So don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
There's a graphic that, you know, we created for the book, and I can't even remember if it made it in, but it's this idea of work-life balance. Mm-hmm. And that's an incredibly new phenomenon that we've even identified that as a problem. I don't think that, you know, serfs back in medieval times worried about their work-life balance, right? Mm-hmm. This actually showed up in the 80s. And a lot of that has been really exacerbated by the fact that cell phones and smartphones, there's no barriers between when we're at work and when we're at home. Mm-hmm. And that happened really rapidly. And you can see, like, the year the BlackBerry came out, the number of times that showed up in popular literature just goes through the roof. Yeah. And it actually peaks with the iPhone. So I think that I love all the tools we have to be entrepreneurs from home and to not have to be renting and have the expense of an office. But we have to also have an adaptation to know, when are we at work? When are we doing our work? And when are we at home and living our lives? And I think that That's a big challenge for us right now.
Do you think work-life balance is possible, or is that a way, are we supposed to be having a balance in work and life?
You know, that's one of the lies that we identify in the book. It's actually being sold to us as a destination. Mm. This idea that we just get our life just really organized, it's all going to fall into place. And we'll have a great relationship with our kids and our spouse, and with, you know, our work relationships, and it'll all be just like nirvana. And it's actually a verb. And it's something that you have to do actively. That was like a big aha. It's a big point that I try to make. A lot of the people we work with every day are female entrepreneurs. And I think they have it doubly hard, right? They're trying to balance, sure, a strong obligation to family, They often neglect their personal life completely to take care of family and work. And so this idea that there's a nirvana out there, it's a disservice. It makes us think that other people are succeeding when they're not. Mm-hmm. So it's just something you actively do.
So, I mean, so what I'm hearing you say is that work-life balance is not possible. Is that right?
I think that is absolutely correct. That's the way we come at it. I think that a huge business, a hugely successful business, is by nature going to be a little bit messy. Yeah. And if you're focusing on your one thing, like we talk about in the book, you're going to be neglecting a lot of the little things.
Right.
I think that's okay to be out of balance professionally, but you can't neglect your health. You can't neglect your key relationships. You can't neglect your spirituality. If you neglect those things for too long, you're going to have a real problem, a profound problem that might derail the work that you've done. We want people to be purposeful about it. And if I go into it, like there's an event we do every year where we host about 14,000 people over 1 week. And it's a grueling, you know, period of time working up to it. That week itself is really tough. I'm kind of an introvert, so I'm like, you know, in mobs of people for a week. And you just go into it knowing I've got to counterbalance. And that's kind of the word we introduce.
Gotcha.
Is that you're going to consciously, it's okay to get out of balance, especially with work, but you've got to immediately counterbalance. You can't, you know, say, all right, you know, when this business goes public, I will go back and help them out. That might be too long, right? You might have neglected things for too long for that to work. So it's a regular sort of attending to those things so they never get too far out of balance.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed this inspirational clip from a past episode of the show, then you'll love the free book I'm giving away right now. It's called The Millionaire Morning. It includes some of my best tips for starting off your day with a millionaire mindset. Get your free copy at themillionairemorning.com and just pay shipping. Again, check it out right now, themillionairemorning.com.